The Russian President Vladimir Putin today made a statement that, if it was true, might support the Bush administration's justification for the war in Iraq. Putin said that after September 11, but before the war in Iraq, Russian special services received information that Saddam Hussein planned terrorist attacks on U.S. territory. The Russian president says that information was passed on to the United States. Putin's surprise statement today comes at about the same time the Bush administration is on the defensive about its assertion that Saddam had ties to terrorist groups. NPR's Lawrence Sheets is monitoring this story from Moscow. And Lawrence, what exactly did President Putin claim here?
President Putin, speaking today, said that Russia had on more than one occasion received information. This, we should point out again, was after the September 11th attacks in the United States. And the information which Russia received, and we still don't know the veracity of this information or where the Russians received this information, that Saddam Hussein was planning terrorist attacks against U.S. targets, both in the United States and outside of the United States, and that subsequently Russia handed over this information to the United States, and that, as a matter of fact, President Bush thanked Russia for the information. President Putin going on to say as well that it did not change Russia's position. Russia, of course, was a fierce opponent of starting the war against Saddam Hussein and Iraq.
Russia says that Iraq was planning terrorist attacks unprovoked against the United States, or planning attacks against the United States of a terrorist nature in the event of a war with the United States?
President Putin did not go into any real detail about the nature of these alleged threats. Again, he said that Russia had received information. He didn't absolutely say that Russia knew that these terrorist attacks, alleged terrorist attacks, were being prepared. All very, very murky. Again, President Putin asked about the nature of the alleged attacks or preparation for these attacks and said that he couldn't go into any real detail about them.
Now, here in Washington, Lawrence, we've spoken with a top U.S. official who's familiar on intelligence on Iraq before the war. And that official suggests that there was a lot of raw information handed to the U.S. from a lot of countries, but whatever information the Russians might have sent, it didn't make it up to his level, didn't make it to the top officials. Do we have reason to think that the Russians passed along significant, credible information of Iraqi plans for a terrorist attack before the war?
Based on the very sketchy information that President Putin gave today, I'd say it's just too early to tell. Certainly, the fact that nothing has ever been said about this in Washington, and indeed this came out of the blue today, this information that we received in Moscow, which President Putin passed along, would suggest, I suppose, that perhaps it wasn't considered to be absolutely important information. But we don't know. I've spoken with defense analysts here who say perhaps the information was regarded with such ultimate top secrecy that both sides had to keep it quiet. But it's all really speculation at this point, Steve.
Why would Vladimir Putin make this statement right now?
Again, a matter of great speculation here in Moscow at this point. President Putin, of course, has been on the defensive lately in the West and in the United States, in some political circles in the U.S., for supposedly backsliding on democracy. There's been the court case against the Yukos oil company and its billionaire head, Mikhail Khodorkovsky. That hasn't been taken well in the West. And Russia has tried to cooperate with the Bush administration as much as possible after the beginning of the war in Iraq. It's gone out of its way to be conciliatory. And some people here have interpreted this, and again, this is pure speculation, as something of a gift from President Putin to the Bush administration.
That's NPR's Lawrence Sheets in Moscow.